Well, coming up later here this month, the week of April 19th through the 25th, is National Library Week. And although it's we're a little early ahead of that, we wanted to kind of give you a heads up on some things to look for, because some of those things have been going on all throughout the month of April anyway. Michelle Anderson is the director of the Atlantic Public Library and in with us this morning. Happy National Library Week.
Happy almost National Library Week.
We're getting close. We're getting close.
But, you know, I think libraries should be celebrated all the time, so we don't have to wait until next week to do it.
No, not well, and you're busy all the time. That's the other side of that coin, too, because it seems like once one program ends, there's another one coming up. There's a speaker coming in. There's a group that's stopping by. All the stuff that go on in all kinds of different directions.
Yeah, so we try to kind of take a pause in some of our event schedule in May as we gear up for summer, and then another pause like in August to kind of regain our footing after summer. But otherwise, yeah, it's kind of like the nonstop circus.
Now, we want to talk about a few specific things. You know, the clowns, the lions and tigers. No, we want to talk about a few specific things. However, who's the library for?
Well, 100% the library is for the people. So I may be the director and I may be overseeing budget and staff and whatnot, but what we're hoping is that we're making choices that are benefiting the people who live here and anyone who comes to visit and pops into our library.
We've talked about this many times, but the library has changed. Every library in the country has changed from just a stodgy old place where we had to stay quiet and we could make a few copies here and there on the machine. Otherwise, we had to, you know, we either checked out books or we did our homework while we were sitting there looking up the resource materials and things. Libraries, although sometimes are used that way, aren't much used like that anymore, are they?
Yeah, I like to say that libraries are books and more. Mm-hmm. So I think at the heart of libraries, we're still going to be about books because that was the free access. That's why Carnegie gave out all those grants he did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're here in Atlantic, we got that grant. And so our library was built with Carnegie grant funds. But yeah, books will always be at the center. But I think of it more as a community connection point. So, you know, whether it's like social groups that meet, mm-hmm. or whether it's a place that we have a jobs board. We don't get a lot of jobs to post there yet, but we have a jobs board. So if you're looking for a job and you're not sure what's open for applying, you can stop by and take a look at our jobs board. You know, we're having I like to say anything you can share, you can probably find it at the library.
Yeah, it used to be getting books into people's hands.
Right.
It's kind of the mission of the library. And while you say it still kind of is, it's more about getting materials into people's hands. Because those, it's not just books. It's all kinds of different ways that people can connect.
Well, and it's not just materials even. It's services. Mm-hmm. You know, our Wi-Fi counts are regularly over 1,000 a month. We have over 1,000 Wi-Fi connections a month happening at our library. Our computer use numbers have dipped a little bit, but it's because everybody walks around with smartphones. Mm-hmm. So all they need to do is connect their smartphone to the Wi-Fi. Even people who maybe do like pay-as-you-go kind of cell phone plans, so they can make a phone call on Wi-Fi, but they don't have any data left to call away from Wi-Fi, come to the library. You can connect to our Wi-Fi, make your phone call.
There you have it. So all kinds of services you probably hadn't even thought about. Now, there are other things. April's an important month for the Atlantic Public Library because the Friends of the Library is a big deal. They help to provide some additional funding for different things that happen at the library, whether it be programs, some different projects and things that go on physically. But they're an essential part of what happens. And they're kind of busy this month. Just had Shred Day here not too long ago, and we talked with Greg Williams about that and the fact that, you know, Shred Day is only available and only possible because of the money that's raised through the book sale, which is also coming up here pretty quickly.
Right. Yeah, that actually happens during National Library Week. Not that we planned it that way, but we like happy accidents.
But the Friends of the Library is an important part of the library.
Yeah,
correct?
So it's just a separate group. So it's not overseen by city or by city appointed boards. It's a separate nonprofit group that their whole purpose is just to help support the library. So they're the ones who run our book sales. And then at the end of the calendar year, they write us a check for all that money to come right back into the library to do things like funding Shred Day, because it costs us to bring the shred truck to town. They always support summer library programs. When we have special projects, I mean, they helped us buy some furniture. They helped us buy some new shelving, like things here and there that we probably could have done if we waited for the right time in our budget. But because they were able to supplement with some other income from those book sales, we were able to do it sooner.
They help to provide opportunity for the library, so the library can provide opportunity for the rest of us.
Right.
That's
absolutely
the whole point, is helping out. And we do want to make a pitch, too, for the library book sale, because, as you mentioned, that is coming up during National Library Week. Mm-hmm. That's April 22nd through the 24th. That's a Wednesday through Friday.
Yep.
It's an important opportunity there to raise some extra money, but you're still taking donations of books, right?
Yeah, we try to get our books all in by the Monday of that week, so that would be the 20th, just because our volunteers come to set up the book sale on Monday and Tuesday. So if people are bringing more donations when they're coming to shop, sometimes those get lost, and, you know, it's just better to do the setup one time.
Okay. So, well, and again, we talked with Greg about that earlier. So make sure you have that on your calendar for things to do. If you've got books to donate, they'd love to have them. And if you'd like to pick up some books at very reasonable prices,
yes,
make sure you're not going to find any cheaper than this.
No.
Then make sure you put the book sale on your schedule, too. Now, speaking of books and libraries, because we always do.
That's why I'm here.
During National Library Week, in fact, all throughout the month, you're doing something called book bundles. That's kind of exciting and different.
Yes. So we saw this idea and we were like, we're going to do this. So book bundles, you can fill out a form online that tells us like what kind of authors you like, or what kind of genres you like, or things to stay away from. Like some people like me, scary, super horror-y blood scenes, not my thing. I don't want to see it. I don't want to read it. So we've created these forms. You can access them from our website. We've linked them on our Facebook page. And you just fill out a form that says who you are, authors you like, authors to stay away from, genres you like, what kind of format you like to read. So upstairs at the library, we have regular print, we have large print, we have audiobooks on CD, we have audiobooks on Playaway. Like, you can tell us what all your preferences are, and we'll do the work of choosing for you. So this is great for a couple reasons. Number one, when I don't know what I want to read next, sometimes I just need someone to give me a nudge. Mm-hmm. So this is a way to get a selection of things that we think you might enjoy just based on what we learned from you. And number two, it highlights how well the library staff knows the collection and knows how to match you with something we think you'll enjoy. So it's really a win-win, and we'd love to help select a book bundle for you.
People kind of do this already, you know, in a way, because they like to if they've read a great book that they really enjoyed, and they know of have a friend or a relative who might enjoy that, they will point it out to them.
Right.
Hey, I just finished this. It's really good. You ought to read it. And this is really no different, except you guys have the expertise to know what you have on hand.
Right. So like the first book bundle request that we got, this person requested romance, but not too spicy. Westerns and mysteries. And so I went into that account. I had some ideas and I pulled some ideas together, and I went into that account and I could see that they hadn't had any of the authors that I had picked.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to be so excited when they come pick this up, because I'm going to be like, you're going to love these. And so I haven't heard back. I hope they loved them.
So you can see their borrowing history. So you kind of know what they have. So you're not just suggesting ones they've already read.
Well, right. So how should I approach this? So Our library system automatically remembers what you've checked out, just because a lot of people, like, they don't want to check out the same thing twice.
Right.
So if they're checking out something they've had before, the computer actually tells us, and we're like, oh, you had this last year. Are you sure you want it again? And they're like, usually like, no, I must have just forgotten. Now that is an option we can turn off if you don't want us to remember your history, but most people don't request that. They like the option of knowing that, oh, I've already read that. Or you started a series and you don't remember where you left off. We can help you figure that out.
It's a lot easier than keeping a list at home.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So I looked at this person's book bundle form, uh-huh, and I got some ideas as to what I might want to give them. And then I looked at their checkout history to see if any of those things were duplicates, and none of them were.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, does this only work for, like, hardbound books, or could it be done with audio?
So this is anything that you would walk out of the library with.
Okay, so not digital
downloads. We can't see anything about if you're a Libby or a Hoopla user. Okay. That's not going to populate in your local account with us.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, still, so many people love to have actual books in their hand.
You know, and I used to think that I was a really actual book person, but it just depends. Sometimes I want the book and sometimes I don't.
And
I'm fine. You know, I shouldn't say I don't. Like, right. Audiobook, listen with my ears.
But anyway, it's also about how and when you read and where you read.
Right.
Too. A lot of people like to read for 15 minutes, a half an hour before they go to bed at night to kind of wind down. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're doing that on a tablet or a phone, that's emitting that blue light, mm-hmm, that is affecting your sleep, as opposed to a book that will help you get drowsy.
Right. Right. Well, and I will also say that both Libby and Hoopla have settings where you can change it so it's not that bright white. Like, you can set it to be a sepia tone or black background with white letters, mm-hmm, so that when you're reading in a darker place, it's not like you don't feel like you have to put on sunglasses to look at your ebook. And the other thing I like to recommend to people, yep, is if they do the digital audiobooks, is, and you feel like you're getting sleepy, you just set the sleep timer to end at the end of the chapter. And then if you fall asleep, the story doesn't continue. And you can just back up a little bit in that chapter to see, did I catch all the important plot points in this chapter? It doesn't keep going through, you know, the hour and a half nap you took.
It's still nice to get away from the screen after we've done it all day, though.
It is, and I'm in that camp now.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, any other questions people might have? Any other services that they might say, hey, this maybe is something the library could do? You're open to suggestions.
Always open to suggestions. You can drop us an email. You can stop by and strike up a conversation with any of our staff. They'll let me know if I'm not around, if someone came by with a new suggestion. But yeah, we exist to serve the people in our community. So if there's a way that we're not doing that, let us know. We can do it, maybe.
And the conversations don't have to be done at a whisper.
That's right. I said, good. We're not really a quiet, quiet library anymore, but that's okay with me.
Very good. Michelle Anderson is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.